If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify's got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process, from syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns. Automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments, with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days. A 101-night sleep trial and up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices. Up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep. Upgrade your life. Ghostbed. The coolest beds in the world.
Hey everybody, Tim Miller from The Bulwark here. A really crazy story from our friends at Mother Jones I wanted to highlight for you. It is by Dan Friedman, a good reporter over there. And the headline of that story is, I asked the Pentagon about Pete Hegseth's mentor, then the threat started. This story, is going to get into some sexual accusations back and forth we're going to need to go through to kind of understand what's happening. But I just want you to really understand why this is such an important story, why I wanted to focus on it here. The fact that a reporter could reach out to the department, ask about a high-ranking official's behavior and asking questions about their past for a profile, like that is the right of a reporter in this country. Like we have freedom of the press, we have freedom of speech, and that this administration's response to that, those requests, has ended up being the real story here. And this is a Department of War, Department of War, Department of War, Department of War, War. This is, the Department of War has kicked out all of the real reporters from the Pentagon. And it's crazy we don't like talk about this every day, like that we have North Korea, USSR-style coverage of our military, at least within the Pentagon press corps right now. It's just only sycophants are allowed in there. They've kicked out all the real reporters. And so simultaneously when they're doing that, when people outside the building, outside the Pentagon are trying to do reporting, you're about to see how they act and how they treat folks doing real reporting, which is to intimidate and threaten them using cutouts and using friends of the department and friends of Hegseth. So it is a truly astonishing and un-American behavior from our Department of War, which is what we're calling it now, Department of War. Here's the story. Here's how it starts. 6 weeks ago, Jack Posobiec asked me to comment on whether I have a creepy fetish for Asian women. This was one of several false and wildly personal allegations that the far-right pundit and newly minted member of the Pentagon press corps, this guy's in the press corps, said he planned to include in a story I'm writing about you. Friedman writes, I immediately understood this email to be a threat, though it was not made explicit because the day before I'd sent the Pentagon press office a series of questions concerning Eric Garesci, a senior Pentagon advisor to Pete Hegseth. Garesci had been a longtime friend and mentor of Hegseth. He's part of the Pentagon effort to instill a warrior ethos within the U.S. military, and he now leads a team reviewing the role of women in the armed forces. So I think reasonably, Friedman was looking to his past and was asking questions about this guy who's reviewing the role of women in the armed forces and wants to know whether past allegations of his behavior with women are true. for the response to that from the Pentagon, not to be, not simply no comment, not simply, oh, I want to correct the record, not ending, not even complaining about the fake news. So the response to be to go to get some fake news agitprop reporter and have that person go after the reporter doing a real work investigating the department, and to have this hack threaten them. That is crazy. Like, that's House of Cards type stuff. Like that. Like what? This reporter's personal life is being threatened by a supposed reporter who's there to cover a very important department, the one that's overseeing the bombings in the Caribbean right now. This guy, if you don't know him, Pizzagate Jack Posobiec, I've dealt with him a fair amount over the years. And he was one of the leading purveyors of Pizzagate. Pizzagate, as I think probably most people watching this know, ended up resulting in one of the folks who consumed the various influencers pushing this, far-right influencers pushing this, including Posobiec. One of them was radicalized to such a degree that he went to a literal pizza parlor with a gun in Washington, D.C., threatening and menacing people, looking for the supposed child sex ring that's in the basement of the pizza parlor. Posobiec was like involved in pushing all that, and you know, he was on the scene one time. One time he pushed back at me and saying he wasn't really him because he was just trying to get to the bottom of it. Oh yeah, we were just trying to get to the bottom of it. You know, he was just asking questions about the supposed child sex trafficking wing in the basement of a pizza parlor with no basement. So that's Posobiec. He's now supposedly a reporter with the obligation of holding people in the Department of War to account and reporting on what's happening inside the department. And instead of doing that, what he's doing is doing the dirty work of Hegseth and his minions by going after a reporter who was actually doing some real journalism. For a little more background on Gressy, Hegseth once called him, Gressy, again, being the guy that that Friedman was reporting on for Mother Jones. Gressy, Hegseth once said, was my toughest critic and my best mentor. Hegseth this March presented him with the Distinguished Service Cross. And he's super influential inside the Pentagon. And so among the things that Friedman was asking about was in 2016, Gressy lived with a woman who evidence suggests may be a Chinese national. There's some reasonable questions there about somebody who's like a senior advisor to the head of our military was entangled, you know, possibly with Chinese spies. And maybe not. It's certainly something worth looking into. It wasn't something that was, you know, recklessly reported and bandied about. The reporter also asked about a 1997 case where a jury acquitted him of a domestic violence charge after an accusation by his then-wife. The reporter uncovered at Mother Jones was that Gressy had a Goodreads account, rare person in the Trump administration to read, so shout out to Gressy for that. But among the things he was reading was books featuring stories about Asian wife sharing. There were pornographic works with titles such as Asian Wife Went With Her Dad's Friend, A Cuckold Story. These reviews appeared alongside some books by Hegseth, which, you know, were probably written at about the same level. You know, Hegseth is known for his, like, porn-level writing. The books, not the Hegseth books, but the books that Gressy was reading include details, descriptions of cuckolding, group sex, ladyboys, etc. Again, I just want to reiterate, because I don't want anybody to misconstrue. The Bulwark YouTube feed is one that is, like, you know, really, like, I'm out here, like, Mike Johnson looking into the porn that people are watching. Like, I don't really care. If you want to read a book about ladyboys and cuckolding, like, God love you. This is America, USA. I also think that if you're going to be a senior advisor to the military and you're going to be overseeing what role women have in the military, and you have been acquitted in the past of domestic violence, you've had some questionable relationships, you know, you have an open account on Goodreads that demonstrates the type of material you're looking at. It's worth mentioning in a story. It's worth asking about. And, you know, and I think, again, in a free country, I think the right thing to do would be to either have said no comment or to have Gressy called Friedman and be like, what kind of porn books are you reading, bro? Like, can I see your Pornhub account? Like, yeah, okay. I read a couple of the ladyboy books. Guilty. I also respect ladies in the military, and you know, I don't appreciate this, you know, kind of journalism. That's a perfectly appropriate pushback. Like, that's fine. We can do that. Like, you know, there can be a give and take between reporters and representatives of the government. That's not what they did. They sicked Posobiec on them. So it wasn't just the one time. I think it is worth mentioning that then after Friedman had thought maybe, you know, Posobiec was just rattled in his cage and he could continue on with the story, he heard from Pizzagate Jack again. Jack said to him, I am, quote, finalizing my story, and he wanted to know if me, being Friedman, his wife, or your in-laws wish to comment. That message arrived 1 hour, 40 minutes after Friedman had written to Guresi posing some last questions for him and telling him he was, quote, finalizing his story. So you can just see what happens here. Like, Jack was mirroring the questions / accusations that Friedman was offering to the press team at the Pentagon regarding Guresi. He was mirroring those questions and throwing them back on him and doing it in a way that was accusatory and threatening and frankly, was an attempt at blackmail. To his credit, Friedman in the Mother Jones story acknowledges that Posobiec in his, you know, emails, in his various emails threatening him, said that he had two sources about, you know, certain behavior with women that this reporter had engaged in. And Friedman, to his credit, writes in the story that, like, he, one of the sources may have been a woman he had a brief relationship with a decade ago. Let me just continue reading this. He goes, contrary to the email's depiction, however, that relationship was amicable. He says, but it was part of some personal messiness, especially around the end of my first marriage, and that is embarrassing. So, like I said, everybody has stuff to be embarrassing that they've done that they don't want their mom to learn about. The government shouldn't be blackmailing people with that because they are upset that reporters are trying to bring some sunlight to the types of people that have very influential roles in our military. It's crazy that that is happening. It's crazy that the person doing it, Jack Posobiec, is allegedly a reporter himself. Like, he's obviously in, you know, with the Pentagon press team. Like, he's pretending to be a reporter, but in fact, he's an arm of the Pentagon press team. And so that is the type of agitprop we have inside the Pentagon right now. Like, not just, yes, sir, you're so great, sir, nice push-up, sir, but, like, what can I do for you to go after your foes? Those are the people that are now supposedly representing the Fourth Estate at the Department of War. Really astonishing. I mean, not astonishing with this group, what you'd expect from this group, but the details of this story are crazy. Go read the whole thing over at Mother Jones. Support their journalism. Appreciate Dan Friedman for his work and for not being bullied by Hegseth and Posobiec. All right, subscribe to us here as well. We'll keep you posted when I see stuff that catches my eye that I want to pass along to you guys. And make sure that hit that little bell and comment and make sure you know what's up with us because I'm always looking out for you. All right, guys, we'll see you soon. Peace.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. There's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.